You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As Scott Simon likes to say, now it's time for sports. Boise State has a new athletic director who then hired a familiar face to be the new head football coach. And across the parking lot, the men's basketball team is in the midst of what could be the most successful season in the school's history. So joining us now to talk about all of this is BJ Raines. He is Boise State beat reporter for the Idaho Press and BlueTurfSports.com. Hey, BJ, thanks for coming in today.
No, appreciate you having me on. No problem at all.
So let's start with the hiring of Jeremiah Dickey to be the athletic director. This happened on January 2nd, and he comes to Boise State from Baylor, right? Their athletic department.
Yep. He was the number two guy there at Baylor, and his name was not one we had heard much about. He kind of snuck in late in the process and brings a strong pedigree of success at Baylor. And everything I've heard in the last week or two since he's taken the job has just been very positive reviews as a go-getter and a big fundraiser. And it seems like to this point, it's a great fit for Boise State.
So so your initial impression, have you had a chance to meet him, or is this you've just heard from other folks?
No, we did a Zoom interview with them. It's kind of tough now, obviously, as everybody knows with the pandemic, sports media is not exactly what it was. And hopefully we'll be back too soon in terms of in-person press conferences and things like that. But we have done a Zoom press conference with them, talked to him a little bit. So, yeah, I've been very impressed so far. I think he's done a really good job in terms of trying to connect on social media and do some things there, and everything I've heard about him from others that have talked to him is just that, you know, coaches that I've talked to, they all seem very impressed and think he's a guy that is going to do a lot for this university and help take him to the next level.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about this, because I mean, here he comes in, right, as the new athletic director, and it's not like, hey, settle in, you know, get your office set up. It's like, actually, you need to find a new football coach because Brian Harsin left for Auburn. So how important of a task was this for him to not only do this quickly, but frankly, to do it right?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. I mean, he said, you know, that it was maybe the biggest hire he'll make in his entire time here at Boise State, and he had to deal with it 48 hours after taking the job. And so, yeah, it's just crazy to think about, you know, the president, Marlene Trump, was saying she's talked to a lot of people and never has heard of a situation where they've had to have an athletic director and a coach hired at the same time. And the athletic director search went first. They decided they wanted to do that first, get the athletic director on board to help hire the coach. When he took over, they kind of handed him the three or four finalists already. And then he helped go interview them in person and make the final decision, which obviously the search committee and Dr. Trump signed off on. But it was a huge undertaking for him. You know, he's not very familiar, obviously, being from Baylor and Houston and some other places. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a ton of knowledge of Boise State prior to this. So I think for fans and everybody, it was, oh, Andy Avalos it's got to be him. He's the logical guy. Well, for a guy like Jeremiah Dickey, he didn't know that right away. So he had to do his research, talk to a lot of people, do the interview. But I think it became pretty apparent pretty quickly that, yes, Andy Avalos was the right guy for the job. And I think it was about, you know, 4 or 5 days after he was officially introduced as the AD, they were able to lock it down and get Andy signed on as the new coach.
And there had been some other familiar names on that list at first, but Dickey, as you said, picked Andy Avalos. For people that may not be familiar with BSU's the Bronco football team, I'm sure there are a few out there actually. What is Avalos's connection to Boise State?
Well, he's a former player and was here in the early 2000s, right when they kind of started their rise to becoming a national power. He was a very good linebacker. He still ranks number 3 all time in program history in tackles. He had a famous interception return for a touchdown in the Liberty Bowl in 2004 that everyone still talks about on national TV. And so he was a very good player here. And then he came back as an assistant coach under Chris Peterson and then stayed as an assistant coach under Brian Harsin. He was the defensive coordinator his last couple of years under Coach Harsin, and then he left for Oregon for 2 years to be the defensive coordinator at Oregon. He got a huge pay raise, almost triple his pay to go over to Oregon, so it was kind of a no-brainer. But he was always kind of seen as the natural fit if Brian Harsin were to leave to come back and be the head coach. And so you mentioned some other names. Kellen Moore's name was out there. There were some other names. But when it came down to it, Andy Avalos was kind of the logical fit and the choice that a lot of fans and a lot of people wanted. And it happy to see it work out that way, because he's obviously one of those guys that bleeds blue and certainly played here, knows what it takes, has been a part of this program for a long time, and now he's going to be tasked with leading the group from here on out.
Right, and he, in fact, has to be building a supporting coaching staff, right? And it seems that he's looking at folks who have connections either to Boise State as alumni or people who have coached in the Mountain West rival teams. So can you talk a little bit about these moves that Evelos is making?
Yeah, it's interesting because when Brian Harsin took the job at Auburn, then he had to decide which coaches from Boise State he wanted to take with him to Auburn. He's taken two, the offensive line coach Brad Bradell and Jeff Schmetting, who is the defensive coordinator. So the other seven or eight coaches at Boise State were out of a job or trying to convince Andy Avalos to let him stick around. And he has kept a couple of them around. Matt Miller, the wide receivers coach, is staying around. Will coach, under the new staff. Winston Venable, the running backs coach, will stick around and coach running backs. And both those guys are former players as well. He has brought in a couple other guys. Yesterday brought in Jaron Johnson, which was a popular hire among fans. He's never coached at the college level, but he did play at Boise State, and he also played in the NFL, won a Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. So yeah, you're right. He's bringing in a lot of guys with ties to Boise State, and that's always kind of how it's been. And that's not a requirement, but it certainly helps. And then two other coaches that he's brought in that were not tied to Boise State, as you mentioned, from the Mountain West, at Utah State. Frank Miley and then Stacy Collins was brought in, two guys that coached at Utah State the last 5 years. So they're very, very familiar with the league and very familiar with Boise State. And so I think he's got a nice mix of youth, a lot of younger coaches on this staff. I think all the coaches except one are under 40 years old. I think Andy Avalos himself is 39. So kind of a changing of the guard a little bit, going to more of a younger staff, a more energetic staff to this point, but they still do have a couple holes left, offensive line coach, tight ends coach, and safeties coach that they still need to fill.
So what about players? Because we see this across the board, right? That when there's a coaching staff, sometimes players decide they don't want to stay and play with that team anymore, and they transfer out, or recruits back out of their commitment. Are we seeing any of that?
Haven't seen much of that at all, actually. It's been pretty strong to this point. I think Andy Avalos, from that standpoint, was a solid hire in terms of keeping people around, keeping players around, because he was only gone for 2 years. So over half the team was still here when Andy Avalos was the defensive coordinator back in 2018. And so I think that connection that he has, the fact that some of the assistant coaches are staying, I think helps a lot. But there was a two to three week window. Usually a head coaching search only takes like a week, but because they needed to hire the athletic director first, you had 17 days, I think, without a head coach. And that's a long time. And a lot of players were probably wondering what else is out there. But Andy Avalos to this point has kept everybody in the fold. I haven't really heard of too many guys at all that are looking to transfer, and the recruits, most of them were signed in December. So it's, once they're signed, it's a little harder for them to get out of that. But I think so far, Andy's done a great job of holding things steady and trying to keep everybody in the fold.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with BJ Raines. He's Boise State beat reporter with the Idaho Press, as well as BlueTurfSports.com. Okay, before I let you go, I do want to talk about the men's basketball team, because last night they won their 13th straight game. This is the longest winning streak in the team's history, the third longest active streak in the country. I mean, what's going so well for this team right now? I mean, I have to tell you, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, and the only disappointing thing is that you can't have fans inside Extra Mile.
I know, right?
Because it's they'd be packing the place. I mean, this is, the last couple of years, I think that they saw this coming. They knew they were getting some of these transfers. They knew last year these guys were sitting out. So I think they've been building for this season for a couple of years. And they've had a couple of tough years. Fans were frustrated with the growth of the program the last couple of years. But I think Leon Rice, the coach, was always kind of just quietly saying, hey, wait till this year. And it's paid off. They have, some high-level players. I mean, we're seeing some athleticism and some dunks. And, Leon Rice used to joke sometimes when they'd get off the bus or be walking through the airport, people might confuse them with the swim team or something. They just didn't have a lot of big guys. And this year they get off the bus and it's clearly a basketball team. They've got a lot of 6'8", 6'9", guys and athletic and long. And so it's been fun to watch. 13-1, like you said, they'll go for 14 in a row tomorrow night against Fresno State again. But they did play a lot of the easier teams in the Mountain West at the early part of the schedule. So the schedule gets a lot tougher here as they go on during the season. But I think this is going to be a team that when you're getting that March Madness bracket coming come out in March. I think Boise State's got a really good chance to be in the tournament and be one of those teams that you have a chance to watch on March Madness and fill out the bracket. It's been fun to watch so far, and I see no reason why they won't continue to keep it rolling. It's been the best team I've seen in my 8 years here in Boise, and it's been fun to watch for sure.
And I have to tell you, it is a true bummer that you can't see them play, because it's a fun night or afternoon out to watch them play. So the fact that you can't in this season is so frustrating. Yeah.
And I will say this, like for the media, you know, we do get to go to the games, and it is very odd just to see an empty arena and they try to pump in fake crowd noise. but it's just very weird and odd. And yeah, you get a big dunk where normally the place would be going crazy and you have like, you know, five guys on the bench just clapping. I mean, it's very weird and it is disappointing, but you know, there's still a couple of home series left. I know there's been a big push by fans to try to see if they can get at least a few fans in there later in the season. So we'll see if maybe there's some sliver of hope they can try to get a few fans in there here before the season's over.
Okay, and before I let you go, women's basketball team, they're doing well this season.
Yeah, they are 8-1, I believe, as well. And I think they play later today, but they've done very well. You know, they lost a lot of seniors from last year, a lot of players. This is a team that's made the NCAA tournament, you know, almost on a regular basis now, and would have gone last year before the pandemic canceled the tournament. And they had a ton of roster turnover. I think they have 9 new players or something like that this year, but yet they're still right there near the top of the Mountain West standings and having another chance to do it. So Gordy Presnell, you know, whatever they pay that man is not enough. He's done a heck of a job with the women's program, turning it around. And I think I saw some stat where the combined records of the Boise State men's and women's basketball teams is like the second best record of any combined programs in the country right now. So if you're a basketball fan, it's a fun time for those two teams. And then you throw in the excitement level with the football program moving forward. It's an exciting time in Boise State athletics right now, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, BJ, thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk with us. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to do it anytime.
Absolutely. We've been talking with BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer with the Idaho Press and BlueTurfSports.com. More Idaho Matters next.